Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 191, Bread of Life. Hear what Jesus said. Not in a synagogue to scholars, not from a platform to an admiring crowd. He said it to ordinary people, genuinely hungry people, standing at the edge of the sea. He opened his mouth and declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. John 6:35. I am, not I was, not I will be. I am present, alive, at work right now. That is the first thing Jesus wants you to hold on to today. The bread that sustained that crowd on that hillside, that same power, that same presence is here now. Not a memory, not a distant promise waiting to arrive. A reality, today, for you, exactly where you are. But there is something else here, because that crowd had just witnessed the miracle. They had watched bread multiply in front of their eyes, and they came back asking for another sign. And Jesus looks at them with a honesty that is almost tender and says, you see, but you don't come. You admire from a distance, but you don't move toward me. And that, my friend, is the oldest human pattern there is. We acknowledge that God is real, that He is powerful, that He is good, and we stay right where we are, standing still, hungry, looking at bread and never eating it. Because coming to Jesus is a movement of the heart, not just of the eyes, not just of the mind that agrees with the facts. It is the soul that opens its hand and receives. And that is exactly what Jesus means when he puts coming to him and believing in him in the same breath. Believing is not signing a statement of faith. Believing is eating. It is opening your mouth, taking it in, letting it become part of you. Because bread sitting on the table feeds no one. Christ only nourishes the one who personally, genuinely receives him. And look at the reach of the promise. It doesn't stop at hunger. Jesus says, whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Hunger and thirst. He covers both sides. What you need and what you long for. The necessity and the desire. Because the human soul is not searching for bare survival. It is searching for meaning, for peace, for the sense that it belongs somewhere. And there is an emptiness inside that no earthly food ever closes completely. Every earthly satisfaction fades. The hunger comes back. The thirst comes back. But He, only He, fills that place entirely, deeply, and continuously, even on the hardest days. So today, my friend, the call is straightforward, and it carries real weight. Before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the first cup of coffee, before anything else, read John 6:35 out loud. Let the words come out of your mouth. Then pause and tell Jesus in your own words, no script, no formality, what your soul is hungry for today. Lay it out before Him. Let Him be the first nourishment of your day. Not an afterthought, not the last thing, the first. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.